shall do is that we will check on the other points which we have raised in the last class. So we described about the kshetra description. The kshetra is nothing but the human body, the desires play out, and how the desires are played out is being giving appropriate responses, not exactly to the desires per se, but the results of the actions thereof that arise from as a consequence of these desires. So this is why the body is called a kshetra. Kshetra is the instrument through which we undergo our experiences and our future course of action, and also our future course of births are also determined because of this. So that is the reason why the description of Sri Lalita Devi is described in three parts. So people may wonder, even in Saguna Upasana, the description of the Devi is being divided broadly into two parts. One is Vag Bhava Kuda, the second is Kama Kala Kuda, and the third is Shakti Kuda. The first place is that portion of the Lalita Sahasranama which describes about her face, that is the description from her shiras to her kanta, that is her throat, is Vag Bhava Kuda, that is where the Vag rises. That is, that represents the Ichha Shakti. And the second level is that area where you find the description of Lalita Devi from Kanta up to the beginning of the groin. That is Manmatha Raja Kuda or Kama Kala Rupa, Kama Raja Kuda. That represents here Jnana. The third level is Shakti Kuda, that exists beneath the groin up to her feet, including her nails. That represents actually the Kriya, that Kriya Shakti is being on. That is the purpose behind is that when you have a desire in life, you have to have the distinction, you have to have the ability to discriminate the courses of action which you have to choose. Essentially, it means only a sankalpa, or sankalpa means a sankalpa means right determination. Determination to keep away from the results of the actions. Once that is done, then you are free to enter the world of desires. That is Vag Bhava. That is when Vag Bhava, when it happens, when the sound emanates in this ganda, these mantra aksharas, they prepare you mentally for that through the sadhana of mantra, power of mantra, and we enter the world of desires. That is, from this Ichha Shakti, whenever you get the urge to act, your decision-making powers come into play, which means that you are in a position to decide what course to follow and what course not to follow, which means the discrimination is set in. Then you are free to choose a course of action only that is the right time for you to be granted the right type of knowledge that has to be given to you. That is why the human body, the description of the Lalita Devi is also perceived to be of three parts, Ichha, Jnana and Kriya, represented namely by Vag Bhava Kuda, Kamaraja Kuda and Shakti Kuda. Shakti Gude Gadabanna Gadyato Bhagadharani. That is the place where these are being given. So this, as I said, represents Ichha Shakti, then again Jnana Shakti and Kriya Shakti. This is slightly different from what we follow in our life. In life, we follow Ichha Shakti followed by Kriya, then Jnana. The moment we have a desire, we immediately act upon it. But we delude ourselves into thinking that we are acting on discrimination. Because the real knowledge, what is meant by here, is that finding out what is impermanent, transient and illusory, and that knowledge which is absolute, non-relative, permanent, all-pervasive, transcends time and space. So the distinction of the ability to find out and follow that course of action that would give you the absolute knowledge is the goal to salvation and also to realization of the Parabrahma Swarupa. So this is what is being meant. The playground, this is possible only in a kshetra, that is a